Hi guys, welcome to the Isadora Scarlett podcast. I hope you have been doing great. Well, for me, I have been there. I can't say anything was very exciting about my week. I'm at the past few days. Now I have been inspired by a self-proclaimed feminist in my comment section who decided to take away my feminist license just because I did not subject men to diatribe in my videos. So this girl seemed triggered by a clip I posted on my TikTok. It is of like an episode of mine. You can get the extended version on YouTube and Spotify for the video / audio respectively. She got so triggered because this video was titled Men's Stories Matter Too, which was sarcastic, by the way. You see, sarcasm is something you can only detect if you're intelligent, okay? And for you to have intelligence, like here, you'll have to derive it from like your listening skills, which she doesn't have. I guess literature was not her thing. So yeah, I titled the clip on TikTok, Men's Stories Matter. And I've said it was sarcastic. Many men detected that it was sarcasm. And they know very well if they tell their stories, first of all, they will be humiliated because the stories are already humiliating. So women are going to have like a field day with their stories. So back to our feminists. So our feminists got super triggered over this title. She came to my comment section and called me a pick me and said nobody cares about men's stories. She started the name calling. I highly doubt she even understands what the name actually means. See, what I know is nothing shrimps up a toxic feminist dick than when they come across a woman who is a feminist and is not part of the I hate men crusade. So yeah, it seems I need to apologize to the feminist chair lady so that I get my license back. And probably I'll have to pay for the license and to get approvals to be a feminist by just subjecting men through diatribe. So I am sorry I am not part of the hate men crusade. How dare I think that life can operate differently without me being as toxic as a red pill man? I am trying to exist in my feminine era, like picture me with bubbles of mucus on my nose as I say this shit. You know what? Blow me, bitch. Suck on my collarbones that you mentioned, if it is possible. Don't even stop there. Nibble on them. And it's obvious I gave this girl the attention she was looking for. She called me an attention whore, yet she's the same person who has a couple of videos on her TikTok posted. If you're posting, you're looking for attention. So we're both attention whores. I even told you what your price range would be. This lady right here is like the stereotypical feminist because she said that nobody cares about men's stories. So yeah, man-hating, that's number one. The toxic feminist, remember. The accessories when it comes to any discussion is anger/frustration, especially when it involves men. Number two, lack of logic. That's why she's going to use the ad hominem approach in an argument instead of having the points. She started the name calling, like, pick Misha. I mean, I learned just the other day when this sprinkle sprinkle woman started trending. Sasa ndio anaitumia. Yet she does not even understand it. Like, ushamba ni kitu mbaya. Like, oh my God. Oh my God. See, here's the thing. When you decide to insult me, and I decide to get off my chariot and throw tomatoes with you, I will use your logic on you. The more you talk, the more I get material. So the best thing you can do is just shut up. You call me a pick Misha, I will be a pick Misha. And trust me, I know the definition of a pick Misha more than you do. That's why I'm able to run with it even after you insult me. Nitaenda nayo hadi mwisho. Keep talking, I talk. Some of you like getting super angry over shit that's not even supposed to even make you angry. That's what like blows my mind. Like, umekasirika. Yet you have purposefully misinterpreted everything. See, here's the thing. I am not going to be part of the I hate men crusade. I was able to sit down with myself and ask myself, what is the dream? And the dream is poster tits on my petite body, Bentley, and a white picket fence. So your agenda on let's hate on men is not part of my vision board, bitch. I don't know whether you can take the truth, but I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm gonna say this once again. using buzzwords as an insult does not land the way you think it does. Ati pick Misha, sasa nifanya nini? You called me a hoe, so what? Like, I am unmoved by what you have to say. You're the one who's bothered to begin with. Let me squeeze my bones like I am constipated and so that I may give this lady an opportunity to like actually suck on my collarbones, like she said. Like, can you nibble on them, babe? There's an opportunity here. Don't say in Kenya you can't be busy. People are counting rice. You can always suck on my collarbones, bitch. Yeah? Let me affirm you guys a little bit. Do not forget to be you. Never pacify yourself or minimize yourself so that others can feel comfortable. Don't think of what they will say when you even fail. They always have something to say. Even when you succeed, they will have something to say. They'll say that you're not legit. You're not self-made. Oh, nepotism. Blah, 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 that you're overrated. They will always have something to say. So you do you. You will figure it out as you go. Eh? Like, how dare you dream? How dare you be bold enough to believe in yourself? Be bold enough to put yourself out there and believe that you're going to get the chances that you think you deserve. That is how they operate. That's how their brain operates. So don't let them get to you. Okay?
We've come to the end of the episode, and all I have to say is I will continue to offend people. I have a list of things I'd like to talk about. I have opinions, just like any other human being, and so I will continue to air them out. If you get super offended, that is not my monkey, not my freaking suckers. Have a nice day.